पते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नर्तनं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 37 टिल टेक्स्ट नंबर 41। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी।
नूनं मे भगवान् प्रीतो विष्णु केनापि कर्मणा निर्वेदोऽयं दुराशाया यन्मे जातः सुकावः। नूनं मे भगवान् प्रीतो विष्णुकेनापि कर्मणा निर्वेदोऽयं दुराशाया यन्मे जात सुकावः। नूनं मे भगवान् प्रीतो विष्णुकेनापि कर्मणा నిర్వేదోయం దురాశయ యన్మే జాత సుఖావహ. నూనం మే భగవాన్ ప్రీతో విష్ణు కేనాపి కర్మణా. నూనం మే భగవాన్ ప్రీతో విష్ణు కేనాపి కర్మణా నిర్వేదోయం దురాశయ యన్మే జాత సుఖావహ. నూనం మే భగవాన్ ప్రీతో విష్ణు కేనాపి కర్మణా నిర్వేదోయం దురాశయ యన్మే జాత సుఖావహ.
మాతాజీ,
నూనం మే భగవాన్ ప్రీతో విష్ణు కేనాపి కర్మణా నిర్వేదోయం దురాశయ యన్మే జాత సుఖావహ. నూనం మే భగవాన్ ప్రీతో విష్ణు కేనాపి కర్మణా నిర్వేదోయం దురాశయ యన్మే జాతే.
వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. నూనం అన్డౌటెడ్లీ, మే విత్ మీ భగవాన్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ప్రీతః ఈస్ ప్లీజ్డ్ విష్ణు ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడెడ్ కేన అపి బై సమ్ కర్మణ యాక్టివిటీ నిర్వేద డిటాచ్మెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ సెన్స్ గ్రాటిఫికేషన్ అయం దిస్ దురాశయ ఇన్ వన్ who so stubbornly hoped for material enjoyment yat because me in me jatah it has arisen sukah happiness avah bringing. Translation: although I most stubbornly hoped to enjoy the material world, somehow or other detachment has arisen in my heart and it is making me very happy. Therefore the supreme personality of Godhead Vishnu must be pleased with me. Without even knowing it, I must have performed some activities satisfying him. So this verse does not have a purport, so we'll read till the next verse where it has a purport. Text number 38. Mayvam shurmahan mandabhagya klesha nirvedahetava enanubandham nirhatya purushah shamamrichati. A person who has developed detachment can give up the bondage of material society, friendship and love. And a person who undergoes great suffering gradually becomes out of hopelessness detached and indifferent to the material world. Thus, due to my great suffering, such detachment awoke in my heart. Yet, how could I have undergone such merciful suffering if I were actually unfortunate? Therefore, I am in fact fortunate and have received the mercy of the Lord. He must somehow or other be pleased with me. Text 39.
तेनोपकृतमादाय शिरसा ग्राम्य संगता त्यक्त्वा दुराशा शरणं व्रजामि तमधीश्वरम्.
With devotion, I accept the great benefit that the Lord has bestowed upon me. Having given up my sinful desires for ordinary sense gratification, I now take shelter of Him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text number 40.
Santushta shraddha detadetad labh yatha labhe na jivati viharamanne amuvaham ram atmana ramane navai.
I am now completely satisfied and I have full faith in the Lord's mercy. Therefore, I will maintain myself with whatever comes on of its own accord. I shall enjoy life with only the Lord, because He is the real source of love and happiness.
Text number 41. Sansar kupe patitam vishayer mushite kshanam grastam kala hitatmanam ko anyastratum adishwarah.
Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: the intelligence of the living entity is stolen away by activities of sense gratification, and thus he falls into the dark well of material existence. Within that well, he is then seized by the deadly serpent of time. Who else but the Supreme Personality of Godhead could save the poor living entity from such a hopeless condition? Purport: Pingla stated in a previous verse that even the demigods are unable to give actual happiness to a woman. One may question, who has authorized this lady to reject even such exalted personality as Brahma, Shiva and other demigods? The answer given here is that if one actually wants to solve all the problems of life and go back home, back to Godhead, then the only solution is to take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet of the Lord. It is well known that the demigods themselves are subject to birth and death. As stated by Lord Shiva himself, Mukti Pradhata Sarvesham Vishnur Eva Na Samshayah. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of revelation for everyone.
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yat kripatamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam sri chaitanyeshwaram paramananda madhavam असाधुना साधुतादयन् अतिनीचोच्चतकर हनुमं चा कदाचिन् प्रेमनामत कंठव्यस्फुर.
हरे कृष्णा. सो आई सीक ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम ऑल द वैष्णवज असेंबल हियर सो दैट आई कैन अटेम्प्ट टू स्पीक समथिंग ऑन दिस एक्सॉल्टेड सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम. सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द चैप्टर द स्टोरी ऑफ पिंगला. And this story was spoken by Avadhuta Brahmana to Maharaj Yadu, ancestors of Lord Krishna. And he is talking about his learning essence of life from the happenings of material world. Activities are taking place. Material world is full of activities. But and all from whomever he is learning, they are not talking to him. This is passive learning. He learned the essence of life from activities of the world happening around him, and he happened to be there. So this was the age where he was learning how to receive the essence of life That is spiritual realization. Or one's connection with the Lord. How to develop that connection. And what are the requirements to develop that connection? So each of the lesson is learning in that regard. So from material activities, he was extracting spiritual essence. But today is the age of Kali Yuga, where people want to extract material qualities from spiritual practices. They ask how to focus better by chanting the holy name of the Lord. How to acquire material success or goal. And recently, one of the great devotees was asked, how our team can win? They lose their focus. So this is the age where material activities are given most prominent. How to develop sense enjoyment properly? Or how to get success in that? Means he can give the best of the thing of this world, but what you are asking him is just a peanuts. And here, what Avadhut Brahmana is giving to Yaduma, Maharaj Yadu, he is not saying how to win the war, how to curb your enemies. Avadhut Brahmana is teaching Maharaj Yadu how to get detached. How to develop deep distaste for material sense gratification. And that is this essential lesson he is giving through all these gurus, all these spiritual masters. So, Avadhut Brahmana taught how to develop distaste for material sense enjoyment. And today, what they are teaching? How to develop taste for sense enjoyment. Even if you get frustrated, keep going on. This is the age we are living. If you are bored, no problem. We have some area where you can enjoy properly. If you are frustrated, no problem. Tomorrow something will be better. Try this, try that. But they don't talk about detachment. And secular world, they don't accept talking attachment and detachment. This is fanaticism. Detachment means, no, we should not talk about detachment. And what essential teaching he is giving is detachment. Distaste for material sense enjoyment. So this is what we are going to discuss about Pingla's story. It is interesting that in Bhagavad Gita, when Lord Krishna spoke to Arjuna, he gave only one example throughout the Bhagavad Gita of only one person, and that is Janak Maharaj. Janak Maharaj, how to perform activities while staying in this world? And he is from Videha, or king of Videha, and the Videha's kingdom was Mithila. So capital was Mithila. And he was the Naresh, he was the king. And interestingly, Pingla, which comes in Uddhav Gita, is also from Videha. She is a resident of Videha, Videha kingdom. And her story is elaborately discussed. And that is being spoken by Lord Krishna to Uddhava. So Krishna has love for people from Videha. also her concert, whose appearance day we are celebrating, she is from Vidarbha. So Pingla is from Videha, and she is teaching detachment from material sense gratification. And Rukmini Devi is from Vidarbha. She is teaching attachment to Krishna. So, and thank you for all the devotees for allowing us to have such a beautiful darshan of Vitthal Rukmai, reminding of Pandharpur. and reminding of Rukmini Devi's connection with the Lord. So, Videha, it's very interesting what exactly the Videha means. Videha means one who has the place where people have transcended the dharma, Indriya dharma. And what is the Indriya dharma? To get attracted to sense enjoyment or sense object. So, Pingla is staying in Videha, but what she is doing? She is engaging herself in sense enjoyment. This is a very nice story I heard from His Holiness Gaur Krishna Maharaj. So one day one person came to Maharaj Janak and he asked him that, why you have been called Videha? Aapko Videha kyun bulate hai sab log? So then he did not answer that person. And he said, you come sometime later, I will answer you when the time is right. So, he left, the person left the court and went back to home. Meanwhile, Janak Maharaj did one conspiracy that he got that person involved in some murder case. So this person was brought to the court of Maharaj Janak. And it was decided that this person has committed a murder. And the punishment for murder was hanging or death sentence. So Janak Maharaj awarded him death sentence. And this person was so much morose that how come they do this to me? So he was taken away. On the way, while he was taken to the place where he was supposed to be hanged, Janak Maharaj told him, give him a chappan bhoga. Give him his last supper or last meal, isn't it? So they offered him, and he started eating. When there is a snake hanging on your head, what thing will taste you anything good or bad? Nothing. So he ate whatever was given, and he left. He ate something and he was taken away. Bola abhi bhook nahi hai bas ho gaya. And after some time, when they were about to hang him, Janak Maharaj released the order that please leave him. As a king, I want to award him Jivandan. So release him. So they released. And Janak Maharaj called him and told him, when I asked you to eat, you did not eat properly. I could see that. And you did not speak anything. So now what you should do first is, first take this prasadam, finish this meal. 56 bhoga is there. And then you can go and you can do whatever you want to do. So then he started eating. And then he started saying, अरे इसमें नमक कम है, अरे ये जरा ज्यादा ही मीठा हो गया है, अरे इसमें कुछ ठीक नहीं लग रहा है, this is not good, this is salty, this is too hot to eat. तो जनक महाराज asked him, अरे few moments back you did not say a single word how you are feeling, whether it is too salty, whether it is too hot. And after few moments you started speaking, this is too salty, this is too hot, this is not good, I don't like this. Like, what is this, Maharaj? That time, that sword was hanging on my head. I was only thinking about my death. कि अभी आ रहा है अभी आ रहा है. सो आई कुड नॉट टेस्ट वेदर इट इज सॉल्टी और वेदर इट इज हॉट, वेदर इट इज गुड और वेदर इट इज बैड. बट नाउ आई एम रिलीज्ड. सो देन जनक महाराज टोल्ड दैट दिस इज वॉट आई माइट स्टे, आई माइट बी लिविंग इन द देह बट आई एम ऑलवेज थिंकिंग ऑफ माई एंड. Therefore, whatever comes to me, I don't get attached or I am not detached. I am using everything in Krishna's service. So that is the meaning of Videha. Pingala is from Videha. And now, after giving herself full enjoyment, and interesting, actually, this story, Avadhut Brahmana speaks after he spoke of five senses going astray and giving different analogy. And just like we have heard the Garuda Purana, it is said that, Patanga Matanga Kuranga Bhringa Meenahata Panchabireva Pancha. Ekam Pramati Katam Nahanyate Yasevate Panchabireva Pancha. And Shishashram Prabhu calls it as a punching shloka. Which punch you, knocks you down. That if one sense of a person goes astray or he is not careful about one of the sense, so it leads to destruction. And he gives of different animals or different object. He describes that, okay, patanga, moth, elephant, fish, deer, how they get trapped. And after speaking, because he talks about each senses, one sense goes astray, you are destroyed. And after that, he talks about Pingala. And who is the Pingala? Pingala is an ideal for highest material sense enjoyment someone can have. Where all your five senses are satisfied or aggravated or it gets fulfillment. And then what else? Pingala is in a profession where she is entertaining all the people. Bhagavatam also talks about in earlier of the parts that how Yayati Maharaj, he got frustrated even after enjoying for years together. Then Maharaj Pururava. But somebody might think, are yaar, he was only enjoying with one. There could be different kinds of enjoyment with different kinds of people. But here Pingala is the example given, which is ideal for having such enjoyment. But still, she is coming to the conclusion that it is tuchyam. It's not worth it. And therefore, she is representing the residence, resident of Videha. She came to the conclusion that all such enjoyment is useless. Where is the real enjoyment? In connecting with the Lord. She did not only become just detached from the material sense enjoyment, but also she is connecting with the Lord. Santam samipe ramanam ratipadam. Who can give that satisfaction? The Lord who is within. So this is what the next point is, that Lord Kapildev, he talks about liberation and the bondage. Who is the liberated and who is in bondage? Who is a mukta and who is a baddha? So he says that cheta khalvasya bandhaya muktaya chatmano mataha. गुणेशु सत्तम बंधाय रतम वा पुंसी मुक्तयो. रतम वा व्हेन वन डेवलप्स अट्रैक्शन द क्वालिटी ऑफ अट्रैक्शन और क्वालिटी ऑफ टेस्ट डिसाइड्स वेदर यू आर लिबरेटेड और वेदर यू आर इन बॉन्डेज. द काइंड ऑफ अट्रैक्शन अ लिविंग एंटिटी हैज. So, when a living entity is attracted to three modes of material nature, attracted to enjoy this world, he is bound with these modes. And then he becomes Baddha. And when his attraction, Ratim Pumsa, when he gets attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when the desire to connect with the Lord arises in the heart, that person is on the path of liberation, or that person is the liberated. So where our attraction is, that decides our state of life. Law of attraction works that way. Where we are getting attracted. क्षुध त्रिट आशा कुटुंबिन्या माया जीवती अन्यगा तासाम आशा महासाध्वी कदाचित माम न मुंचति. देर आर थ्री वाइव्स फॉर एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी इन दिस वर्ल्ड. हु आर दे? क्षुध हंगर, त्रुध थ्रस्ट. And third is Asha. These are the three wives. But amongst them, Tasam Asha Mahasadvi, she is the most chaste. Who is that? Asha, the desires, what living entity has. Kadachinna Mumchati, she never gives up. Shudha and Bhuk or प्यास तो खाने के बाद मिट जाता है, है ना? But आशा, the desire, she never gives up. Therefore, she is the most chaste lady. She never gives up her husband. आशा महासाध्वी. And therefore, the material nature is powerful. The material nature's power is not displayed in its destruction. Not in creating famine, creating tornadoes, or creating unlimited destruction. Material nature is not powerful in that way. It can create. But the power of material nature is not in all this destruction. It is in the allowing living entity to wean for some time. Or allowing to living entity to control for some time. It is like a gambling match. When you go to gamble, first they allow you to win. And once you win, that is the biggest trap. So even you keep losing after that, you still have a hope, Asha, Mahasadvi, that I will win, I will win, I will win. I could control this much, this long. I could satisfy so many men till today. Why not? Why not they are getting attracted today? Pingla is thinking that way. So the material nature allows living entity to wean for some time. The allowance is given. And that is the power of material nature. Where living entity keeps struggling, aaj nahi to kal honge kamyab. We will win over. We'll definitely control. And that is keeping living entity bondage in this material world. And therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, after 2 days, we are going to celebrate Narsingha Chaturdashi. Durashayaye bahirarthamanina. That durashaya, the asha is not good. That is durashaya. Dur means just like a durga. It's very difficult to conquer. Durashaya means difficult. That asha, what is contradictory over here? He understands the sense object is a gain. Agar ye palu na, to then I'll be successful. Or wohi mera artha hai. Bahir artha manina. If I achieve this, then I'll be successful. That is my win. That is my conquest. But he said that durashaya. So contradictory, what exactly is contradictory? I can achieve. We feel we are the enjoyer. After achieving that, I will be the enjoyer. But the problem is that we don't know how to enjoy without suffering. That is the contradiction. We achieve something, but after achieving that, we don't know how to enjoy it without suffering. So any enjoyment in this world is coined and coiled with suffering. And then living entity start his sojourn to resolve this contradiction that one day I will enjoy without suffering. And therefore, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janane jatareshayam. Why living entity takes birth again and again, again and again, to resolve this contradiction that ek din enjoy karunga without suffering. But that never happens in this world. So therefore, here, she has come to the right conclusion that even after having so much enjoyment, worthless. And therefore she says, Noonam Bhagavan Preeto Vishnu Kenapi Karmana. Arre, aisa kaun sa activity kar diya maine? Which activity which I have performed, by which, because not every frustrated person develops detachment. Vishnu Kenapi, the Preetaha, somehow or other, Lord Vishnu must have got pleased with me. And how she got pleased? From where did she get that Swikriti? Hana. No one gets attracted to Krishna unless there is a Swikriti. If that blessings have not come, then it is very difficult to come to this conclusion that Bahunam api Bahunam Janmanam anti Gyanvanma Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sahamatma Dul. Lord Krishna talks about that. It's very difficult. And so many film star, cricket star, they go through bad patch. But not a single one we have seen that has developed such a detachment and developed attraction for Lord. And she is the star. But how come? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur talks about this, that the cause of her detachment and attraction for the Lord is Avadhuta Brahmana. Avadhuta Brahmana is none other than Dattatre. And Avadhuta Brahmana used her yard to take rest. This Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes in his commentary. And he was pleased with her shelter, means what shelter she gave. So the intervention of a devotee in someone's life created the Eureka moment, as we say, na? Transformation, sudden transformation. And immediately he found out, array. So that is called Eureka moment. So everyone who comes in a contact with a devotee he finds out his Eureka moment. When Lakshya Hira, she came in contact with Haridas Thakur, she was found in a Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Pingla came in contact with Avadhuta Brahmana, we find him in a Srimad Bhagavatam. And when all these devotees, hippies, who were addicted to sex and drug, when they came in contact with Srila Prabhupada, they are inspiring so many in this world. And they will be definitely come in some way or other in the literature when it will be written in future. So that is the power of a devotee. When he intervenes in someone's life, he finds, the people find Eureka moment in their life. Kuch log kimat se milte hai aur kuch log kismat se milte hai, hai na? When and I'm in a HR admin department, I know, if you want best of the people, you pay them, they will work for you. Best of the people, how talented he might be, if you pay him a good amount, he will work for you. Kuch log kimat se milte hai, isn't it? If somebody does not have a kimat, if he doesn't have a money, but if he has a fortune, kuch connection ho jata hai, kuch log kismat se milte hai, है ना? लेकिन भक्त है वो ना ही कीमत से मिलता है ना ही किस्मत से मिलता है, वो केवल कृपा से मिलता है. हिज ओन कृपा, हिज ओन कंपैशन, दैट इज वैष्णव कंपैशन और भगवत कृपा, दैट ब्रिंग्स यूरेका मोमेंट इन पीपल लाइफ. Otherwise, it is not possible. A living entity absorbs in enjoying material sense gratification. And that is what the krupa of a devotee, intervention of a devotee in someone's life. So, although she was enjoying, and it was another day, but what made difference in her life was intervention of Avadhuta Brahmana. That is the kripa, that is the Vaishnava compassion. Chakrum krupam yadyapi tulya darshanam shushrushamane munayo alpavas. This is Narad Muni's statement. Chakrum krupam, they are offering their mercy, their compassion without any discrimination, whether they are hippies or whether they are learned scholars. Whether somebody is in such profession like prostitution or somebody having kingdom. Chakrum krupam yadyapi tulya darshanam. The devotee does not discriminate. Isko krupa dunga, usko nahi dunga. That is the quality of a devotee. That is the quality of a compassion. And therefore, Avadhuta Brahmana showered his blessings. But his humility, that he is saying, "Arey, nee, nee, I learned from her." That is the humility of a person, you know. He accepted her as his guru. Although she got that feeling because of him. Pleasure, Vishnu Prito. Even she was not knowing ki, "Arey, ye Vishnu kahan se aa gaye aur how Vishnu is pleased." Only Acharya could see through that. You know. So here, she is explaining now how the detachment should be maintained. And she talks about different aspects of detachment. Most of the time when we think about detachment, it is only rejection of material sense enjoyment. And yesterday, Chaitanya Lila Prabhu nicely discussed about this rejection, the 36th verse. The first aspect of detachment is rejection. Rejection of material sense object, which attracts the living entity. Isn't it? That is the rejection part. And another rejection, which Bhagavatam talks about, is bhukta bhoga parityaktva drishtadosha cha nityasha shaishwarashubham asudhatte swamahimni sthitasya cha. Another rejection Bhagavatam talks about is that rejecting the mentality of Ishvara, which every living entity has. As soon as he rejects that mentality of controlling, immediately so mahimni sthitasya cha, he situates himself in a greatest glory of his life. So mahimni sthitasya cha. And rejecting all other shelter, ashraya, generally we think, isn't it? But we should understand they are durashraya. They are not ashraya. The material sense object is not the ashraya. So how we should understand that, whether I am taking right ashraya or wrong ashraya, that has been displayed by Srimati Lakshmi Devi, who is a expansion of Rukmini Devi. So she, when she came out of the churning ocean, the milk ocean, after the churning of this ocean, so she started examining the people to find the suitable husband. Vilokayanti niravadyam atmana padam dhruvavya vebichari sadgunam gandharva siddha surayaksha charana trepishta peyadishunan vabandita. That vilokayantim, she was observing, examining. Whom she was observing? Whom she was examining? It is said, Gandharva, the best of the singers. Asurasura, the greatest of the demons. Siddhas, one who has perfected. Asurasura, Yakshacharana, who can change their forms, Yakshas. And Trepishtapayishu and Adishu. Trepishtapaya Adishu means demigods, exalted demigods. But what did she see in them? She saw that Nirvadyam, they are with the fault. No one is there without fault. Anyone whom she was observing and examining to accept her husband, she rejected them all on the basis of seeing the fault. Although he might be a good singer, but time can devour him. How long he can sing better? He has a siddhi, but how long it can have? Everyone has been devoured by the time. First thing, he was seeing that with the fault. Some or other, they have some fault. Somebody is siddhi, but somebody has a siddhi, but he is angry. He becomes angry quickly. And all other things, I'll discuss that later. So, the first quality she was searching for, without fault. The shelter should be without fault. Second, Dhruvam. Somebody might display that quality. Whether is he eternal? Dhruvam. She was looking, whether this person is eternal? She did not find anyone. And the third thing, she was looking that avyabhichari sadgunam. Auspicious qualities. These were the three things she was looking, and she found none in any one of them. Therefore, she accepted Lord Vishnu as her shelter. She rejected all kinds of shelter, all kinds of ashraya, but she took the ashraya of Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu. And therefore, she married. Rukmini Devi also showed the same way. she rejected all other princes, kings. And Krishna said, "Arey, why did you marry me? I am a pauper. I ran away from the battlefield." Well, no, you might have run away. They all are into clutches of time. But you are beyond the time. Therefore, I have chosen you. My choice is not wrong. So this is the first part of detachment aspect. The second she says that I was unfortunate. I was unfortunate. But this misfortune made me fortunate. That is the reflection. The second aspect of detachment is reflection. She reflected that I don't have any credit. My bank balance is zero regarding this. I was engaged in all such activities. Nicha jati, nicha sangi, kari nicha kaj, tomare agrate prabhu kahite vasilaj. That nicha jati, I was born in the lowest of the family. My birth is low. If somebody has a low birth, but if has a good association, still he can make it to the elevation. But he says, not nicha jati, but also nicha sangi. I was associating with the low class people, nicha sangi. Okay, if you have a low birth, if you have a low association, just like in case of Bali Maharaj, he was born in an asura family, and all around him were all such asuras. But his activity of charity to Lord Vishnu was the glorious. So, nicha jati, nicha sangi, kare nicha kaj. And Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they were saying, we have not only engaged, we are connected to the low class people, we have accepted all such things, and we have performed all such niche activities. So we are the most lowest people. And here Pingla also is reflecting that I am the lowest of all this thing. All the people of Videha, I am the lowest. I am engaged in all these activities of sense enjoyment. Patita pavana hetu tomara avatar, ama bai jagate patita nahiyar. That, but I might be unfortunate. But your mercy, O Lord, is so great that can elevate even the lowest of such people. And I am the most lowest one. And therefore she could reflect on this, that although I am frustrated in all my attempts, but that frustration is good. That is making me happy. And that is the fortune. So when some calamities happen in our life, it is not that it is unfortunate thing. If we have a right disposition, so we can elevate our consciousness. And the third aspect of detachment is resolve. She resolved that now onwards I will give up all such sense gratification. I have come to the right place now. Then my surrender should go on. And Sharanam Brajami, she says, Sharanam Brajami means what? I am coming. Krishna also says, Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Come to me. And what she is saying? Sharanam Brajami. I am coming to your lotus feet, O my Lord. So the resolve to give up sense gratification and to take shelter, surrender oneself to the Lord. And finally, she is requesting the 41th verse which we discussed today. She is requesting to the Lord, please rescue me. On my own, I cannot come out. I might have resolved. I might have reflected. I might have rejected. Isn't it? Only your Krupa, if you desire to deliver me, then only I'll be able to get delivered. Otherwise, these senses are so powerful, they can distract me anytime, anywhere. Andasya merita viveka mahadhanasya chaure balir indriya namadheye mohanda kupa kuhare patitasya dehisya deha kupanasya karavalambam. Oh my Lord, please extend your hand. Please throw that rope so that I can climb up from this well, sansara kupe. Andasya, my buddhi, mahadhan, the greatest of my wealth has been stolen away by these senses. But you be merciful to me so that I can rescue myself. And that is what she is asking to the Lord. She is requesting. Now I have developed detachment. But onward journey and reaching to the destination is possible only if you shower your mercy. That is her request. And that is what we do every day. Chanting of Hare Krishna is what? We are asking every day the energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service, in the Lord's service. Because I have a tendency to engage myself in senses service. And when this request is made day in, day out, then that is the way, escape way to get delivered, to reach safely to our destination. And that is what she is displaying. So, I'll just summarize what exactly we discussed today and we'll conclude the class. First of all, we discussed the change of vision, how people have degraded themselves, where Avadhut Brahmana learnt spiritual essence from material happenings. But today is the age where people are asking and learning how to acquire material success or material object through spiritual practices. So that change of vision has happened, but that is not the right vision. The second thing we discussed, who is a Baddha and who is a Mukta? That Mukta, it is just a quality of your attraction. Where you are getting attracted, that is the crux of whether we are liberated or whether we are in bondage. And third thing we discussed about everyone, whoever has received their Eureka moment, the sudden change, it is possible only when devotee intervenes in someone's life. And finally, we discuss the aspect of detachment, that rejection, reflection, then resolve and request. And then only we can reach our destination safely. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. It's already over time, we won't take questions. If anyone has, that you can ask me personally. Hare Krishna.